With three stores at 174th and Maple and a shop in Fremont, Dillon Brothers has the motorcycle you're looking for. In addition to bikes, they also sell ATVs, side-by-sides, jet skis, and more. Check it all out at Dillon-Brothers.com.
Let's begin.
This is Game Time with Nick Vaughn.
It's time! It's time, sports fans!
Talking Huskers.
Touchdown, Huskers!
Blue Jays.
Yes! Oh, God! Get him on that!
Sports and more for you from 11 to 2.
As we proceed to give you what you need.
On 1620 The Zone, Zone app, and 1620thezone.com. Live from the Nissan of Omaha studio, here's Nick Barr.
Third and final hour on a Friday. Great week of shows. Had Greg McDermott on the show yesterday after he announced that he is staying in Omaha, saying thanks but no thanks to Ohio State. We had Tommy Armstrong on the show today. We tweeted that out at GameTime 1620, or you can follow me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. It's also on the podcast page. About 15 minutes of just great stuff. Ask Tommy about transitioning to safety, if it was hard to give up quarterback, and then we also went down the Nebraska route as well. Asked him if it was hard to deal with some of the criticism of being the quarterback at Nebraska. What the transition was like from year one to year two under Riley. And then had a really interesting answer to what his favorite moment was or favorite game at Nebraska. So make sure you go check out that interview. We tweeted it out. It's on the podcast page. It is really, really good stuff. We're about 11 minutos from one Matthew Richard Schick. But right now, we do it pretty much every week. It's time for future headlines.
Great Scott. It's time to hop in your DeLorean.
Are you telling me you built a time machine out of a DeLorean?
The way I see it, if you're going to build a time machine into a car, why not do it with some style?
And do what anyone would if time travel was possible. Predict local newspaper headlines.
Are you telling me that this sucker is nuclear?
When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're gonna see some serious shit.
It's future headlines.
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again, heavy.
Dan Bishop! Dan Bishop! Dan Bishop! Dan Bishop! Dan Bishop!
Right, and that was future headlines.
That was good. Let's go to break.
That was fantastic, right?
All right, here we go.
First future headline written by Matt DeMarinis of White and Blue Review about 50 years from now. Greg McDermott finishes his coaching career at Creighton. So that would make Greg McDermott 102 when he retires.
Well, by then you'd have to imagine the advances in medicine and all those things.
That's true.
Well, I mean,
that's very true.
Very true. Greg McDermott finishes his career at Creighton. I would lean towards no, to be honest with you. I think, so we talk about this right now because obviously Greg McDermott turned down Ohio State yesterday to stay at Creighton. He's been at Creighton for now 7 years. He's 52 years old. I would say I lean towards he doesn't finish his career here. I think he chose to stay in Omaha yesterday because he loves it here, obviously, and he's happy. But I also think the timing of the offer wasn't ideal. Number one, his daughter's in high school, tough age to move, and it's June. It's hard to flip the roster, find transfers. It's hard. You're kind of hamstrung there. So I just think the better odds are in that after his daughter graduates high school and he's 55 years old, that maybe another opportunity, maybe like Ohio State, something like that, would come around and he would take it. You know, just like we were talking about with Stoops. Unfortunately, fan bases over time kind of grow tired of you instead of appreciating you. And now I've had conversations with McDermott before where he's mentioned casually that he would want to retire early, that he doesn't want to be one of those guys that coaches until he's 70 years old. So I don't know. So there is that factor, but McDermott, to me, has at least 10 more years of coaching. I'd say it's safe to say, right? He's got at least 10 more years of coaching in him, right? And people just, I mean, that would mean he'd be at Creighton for like 18 years, 17, 18 years. It's a long time, man. So my guess is he doesn't finish his career here at Creighton. At some point, he moves on.
That'd be my guess.
I'm kind of 50-50 on it, just 50-50. Because a lot of the, and I mean, a lot of yesterday was kind of sanctimonious, and I mean, you never know what's going to happen in the next 5-10 years.
Yeah.
But just a lot of the things that he said just kind of hinted towards, like, this is where he wants to be. Like, this is it for him. But he is 52. That's not very old. That's not very old if you're a head basketball coach.
It's just there's so many different variables.
Yeah, there is. And, he talked really glowingly about, like, this specific recruiting class that just got on campus.
Yeah.
If he's going to shop elsewhere, I wouldn't be surprised if it's when this recruiting class kind of starts to move on.
Yes, I think this crop goes, and by then his daughter's out of high school.
Yep.
But, you know, you don't know where the program's at. I just think there are so many variables with it that make me lean towards, at some point he maybe moves on, but as of right now, he's happy as hell here, and I'm happy that he's there.
Second future headline, LeBron James finishes his playing career at Creighton.
At Creighton? I
just
wish.
Just kidding. In Cleveland.
If LeBron finishes his career at Creighton, Greg McDermott's going to stay.
I think he's going to stay.
All right, Mac, you can either go take the Ohio State job, or we got this LeBron James guy coming. Do you want to coach your local team? No, so LeBron James finishes his career in Cleveland. I would lean towards no, even though he's got Kyrie Irving, and he's pretty much the GM and head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think he'll finish his career somewhere else. I think this season and this NBA Finals is going to have a big, big impact on the landscape of the NBA for the next 3 to 5 years. Because Golden State has put everyone on notice of, attention, you aren't close to us. And because of some bad contracts in Cleveland, J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson most notably, it could be hard for LeBron to orchestrate a different super team in Cleveland. You know, who knows what Kevin Love's trade value is? I think it's increased. I still don't know what you can really get in return for him. Who would be interested in that regard? So I think the next super team for LeBron is unfortunately somewhere else. I think his mind is already on that. Whether it's the Lakers or the Clippers, I don't know.
Or the Bucks.
Or the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, the Bucks are going to be like sneaky good coming up. But I think he'll most likely end up forming one more different super team. And my guess is it's not in Cleveland. It's my read.
I hope it's the Lakers.
Be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
I hope it's the Lakers or the Celtics. I don't think it'll be Boston.
I think
it'll be LA.
I hope it's the only thing that's about LA is I want him to stay in the East so he can get the Golden
Warriors.
State. You know, I want to see
He'll get him in the West.
Yeah, the Western Conference Finals will be like more highly rated and better than the finals, you know. It'd be great.
Final future headline, Colin Kaepernick signs with an NFL team in 2017.
I think it's going to happen. I think there will be a team out there that has their starting quarterback get hurt. And they're going to be needing instant help at the quarterback spot. And Kaepernick's going to be sitting there as a viable option. He's not great, but he's better than 99% of the backup quarterbacks in the NFL. And if you're a team that's got a legitimate shot to make the playoffs, you may bite the bad PR bullet and sign him. I mean, think about last year when Derek Carr got hurt with Oakland or something. You know, that scenario, you could see the Raiders maybe wanting to flirt with a guy like Colin Kaepernick. You know, for the record, it's not. I agree with some people talking about. I still think that if something like that would happen, I think Jay Cutler could get a phone call. I think Tony Romo could still get a phone call. I just think teams are always so desperate for a quarterback, and in season, if they need one really bad, and Kaepernick's out there, I think someone's going to pull the trigger on him. Plus, a part of this, I really think that this could be some teams don't want to sign Kaepernick now and deal with months and months and months of crazy media attention. Whereas if you sign him in week 4 or week 6, it's a little less crazy because we got like actual games going on to focus our attention on. So I think someone eventually signs Kaepernick. I just have a hard time envisioning him going an entire 2017 season with injuries and all these different things that no one signs Kaepernick. So I think someone signs. So there you go.
Real quick, interesting tweet from Colin Cowherd that kind of, because obviously we've talked a ton about like are the Warriors are bad for the league. They're bad for the league. This isn't the first time that apparently this has been a big talking point. In fact, Sports Illustrated, he tweeted out a picture of the cover of Sports Illustrated on March 10th, 1997.
Okay.
Where it has Michael Jordan towering over 5 different NBA players, includes Gary Payton from the Sonics, Barkley, Shaq, Patrick Ewing. He's like holding a basketball over all of them, and they're like trying to reach it. And the caption says, "Are the Bulls so good they're bad for the NBA?" And obviously, the NBA was okay back then. So maybe, I don't know, maybe we're overblowing this. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the only difference was that at least right now, I mean, again, it's, this whole thing's in its infant stages. I think the only difference is that they were the Bulls were having competitive finals.
True.
I mean, they were. I know they never went to seven games, but there were competitive finals. And I think it's one of those things where the problem is right now, and it wasn't like. And the problem, too, also is that Chicago wasn't just blowing everyone's doors off on their route to get to even the finals. I mean, there were teams in the East, Indiana, New York, different teams in the East were pushing them before they even got to the finals. The problem right now is you have two teams that are so cut and dry ahead of everybody else that they're just sweeping their way through the playoffs. And then we have one team that's so far ahead of the other in Golden State over Cleveland, they're going to potentially sweep them through the finals. So I think there are elements of it that are a little bit different. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Never seen that SI cover. That's interesting. Let's take a break. And coming up next, Matt Chick, ESPNU. Let's have a little fun. We'll do it after the break.